And do I still have you there?
Yes.
Okay. My voice too loud in your ear?
Nope.
Okay. Let's see. In 5, 4, 3. Class is just underway in the fall semester here at Central Michigan University. Everyone adjusting to a change in a lot of things regarding COVID-19, and that'll be one of our topics today, but also some exciting news coming out of the CMU Theater and Dance Department. And we are joined today by Heather Trommer Beardsley from that dance department here. And Heather, I understand that you are outside while your children are inside doing online classes for kind of the start to the school year. So everything a little bit different than some of the recent visits we would have enjoyed before all of this started.
Yes, thank you very much for having me here today. Yes, I am outside while my children are inside doing their online school, and I am about to head into the studio in just a little bit.
We should say that we're catching up with you on day two, and before we get to the really big news, you had already a number of full dance classes with students yesterday as the semester got underway. Tell us a little bit about that experience and how you and the students had to approach the resumption of things in person, but in a much different way than when we left things in March.
Yes, absolutely. It's very different than when we left the studio in March. We are doing everything that we can to continue experiential learning while also making sure it's as safe as possible. So we're really conducting it as active, engaged learning, but with a big umbrella of safety. So we're wearing masks in the studio. All the students wearing masks properly. We're social distancing. We're no longer doing partner work in dance. And we have HEPA filters in the studio to help keep it as safe a learning space as possible for our students.
And the big announcement as the semester is getting underway is that the CMU Theater and Dance Department is announcing the new CMU Dance Studies major, the first program of its kind here in Michigan. And certainly congratulations on that. It can't be exactly the way all of you would have anticipated launching the program, but it is great news to have this type of distinction in the arts for Central Michigan University and for all of you connected with the theater and dance department. We would have to say in a practical way, how as students begin this program, are things, or is there any alteration in any way because of what you will be able to do and not do in classes as we get underway, as students are now beginning, pursuing this as a major at CMU?
Yes, it's a really exciting time for us. I never imagined that our department would be launching a program during a global pandemic. But here we are, and that's what we're doing. And as of right now, we're moving forward as planned. What's great about the dance studies major, unlike a traditional dance major, is that in addition to learning, doing technique classes, and I guess that's a change, wearing masks and things like that. But in addition to studying varying forms of varying genres of dance technique, our students are also learning a wide variety of skills that will help prepare them for the dance industry. For example, they're taking classes in arts administration. They're taking classes in writing about dance, choreography, dance film, teaching dance, dance history. So what we're doing is we're giving them all these classes, right, with an internship and a business minor, a required business minor, so that when they leave Central Michigan University, they're job perspectives are that much greater and they're that much more prepared for the dance industry, not just as a performer. So to get back to your question, despite COVID-19, despite this global pandemic, we're still moving forward with that training. We're just doing it, you know, in a responsible, safe way as much as we can, despite the circumstances.
The start of the fall semester at Central Michigan University is also featuring a new dance studies major. As we said, the first program of its kind in the state of Michigan. Heather Trommer-Beardsley with the CMU Theater and Dance Department talking about this today. So getting students prepared for a wide range of things along with the traditional performance dance artists that we would have been accustomed to. What sorts of things will you be telling them about an industry that's likely to be changed and have perhaps a different structure to it as we move forward, even when we get beyond the worst of the pandemic? What are you anticipating in the industry as a whole that may be different for the students beginning this program now?
That's such a good question. And I think the way that we can best approach that is just by advocating for continuous resiliency, right? Really paying attention to the market, paying attention to the growth and the changes so that we can adapt. So we can absolutely provide our students and teach them skills for the industry. But one of the things that really our program, the dance studies major, is based on is making sure we're paying attention to current practices. So with that said, the faculty is going to have to be on the pulse of what the dance industry is currently doing and growing and adapting in its own resilient state. And so just sitting back and teaching what we did or what we used to know or what is familiar isn't going to be adequate for these students. So it's going to be the responsibility of the faculty and students to work together and making sure that we are paying attention to trends and being resilient in our own practices in order to be prepared for an industry that is absolutely going to have to change with the global impact that is happening.
And the CMU students beginning this program will be working towards potential careers as educators or choreographers, arts administrators, performers still, critics, scholars, and more, the CMU Dance Studies major. Heather, what is the impact right here and now, other than obviously the safety protocols that you've had to do, but how has the series of programs that you would have been presenting and also in conjunction with the dance students participating in programs and presentations with the theater students in the department.
Right.
What is the outlook now for what you'll be able to stage and present and what's delayed and what that schedule might look like moving ahead?
So a great example of that is traditionally in the fall, we do our student choreography showcase. It used to be our dance minor student choreography showcase, and now it will be the dance minor and dance studies major student choreography showcase. And traditionally, we do that a live stage performance. That won't be happening this year. Instead, we will premiere on December 3rd our showcase in film format. And the students have been working on solos. I mean, what better way to social distance than create a dance solo? So they've been working on solos, which we are going to film over the next 2 weeks. And those will then be edited into a dance film. It is being created by two CMU student filmmakers who are also dance minors. And then we are working with Jay Batzner in the School of Music, who's working with one of his graduate students to create an original music composition for this project. And so we're modeling resiliency. So even though we're not able to do what we usually do, we are now being presented with an opportunity to do something different and think outside of the box, hopefully as models for our students to do the same. And then the Department of Theater and Dance is doing the same thing and creating a new season in response to the challenges that are facing us.
And all of that still with the collaboration as students have returned for in-person classes here in the fall semester for CMU. What do we look like then and look at in terms of numbers? Are you with the number of students that maybe are signing up for this now? Was it established enough to be on the books where you have essentially a first class of students that are starting into this, and where do you see the potential growth as to how many you may be able to move through this program as you move forward with it?
As of right now, with a very new program, we have 7 dance studies majors, which is phenomenal for launching a program during a global pandemic. I was wondering what the situation would do, but I'm thrilled with the numbers. I think that the potential for growth for this program in terms of students enrolled is going to be big. And the reason for that is because we are offering a program to provide job opportunity, train for job opportunity, despite just one career choice. So the fact that we are talking about a range of career options is going to be of note to students and parents, I believe.
An industry that will certainly be different in shape as we emerge on the other side of COVID-19, but many opportunities as the arts look to rebound and come back in a strong fashion, as we all hope to be, back in a theater, back in a gallery, enjoying concerts, enjoying the dance, enjoying the theater, all of these things that we're longing for. The new generation of folks that will be taking us forward in the new reality of it, among those that are now CMU Dance Studies majors. The new program, the first of its kind in Michigan, being launched here as the semester begins at Central Michigan University. Heather Trommer-Beardsley with that dance department. Certainly, we congratulate you on not only just pulling off establishing a new program, but as we've clearly centered the discussion here today and our time to talk about it, doing so under, shall we say, maybe a little bit more unusual circumstances than would have been anticipated. So an extra set of pats on the back and job well done for getting this off the ground. And best of luck to you and the students moving forward as the program starts off here in the fall.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me here with you today. And I'm looking forward to talking with you in the future about the cool things, the exciting things that our dance students do.
Yeah, we'll hope to get an update as we move forward with whatever shape. I mean, you obviously talked about how some of the fall performances will be restaged, and we'll have a chance maybe to talk further about that and then look ahead to the spring if we are able to return to some things in a more traditional fashion. But we'll certainly, as the students and you work together, not only on the new program, but in continuing to make the arts available to the Mid-Michigan audience through Central Michigan University. We'll be anxious to see what comes of all of the pursuits here as we forge on. Not certainly down for the count by any means, but working with what we have and, as you so very well said, thinking outside the box. And we'll look forward to hearing about that. Congratulations again, Heather, and best of luck to all of you and the students here at the start of the semester.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Did that cover all the bases for you?
I think so. Gosh, I hope that we are able to, move forward in the spring. I don't know if I've told you, but we went to Japan last year, and that Japanese dance company is supposed to come here to perform with us in spring.
Yeah, okay.
I know.
Was it scheduled for spring anyway, or was it already delayed to spring if it would have been in the fall?
It was scheduled for spring.
Okay.
so that they would come teach class and perform with us as part of the dance concert, which is traditionally in April. And so if it doesn't work for this spring, then we will delay a year.
Okay. Well,
but
The beginnings of fingers crossed that somehow that will be able to go on as scheduled and perhaps more of the more traditional and regular things that you've offered year in and year out will be able to come off as those opportunities come up. Hopefully hitting some sort of reset button and being able to get back to it once we get out of the shadow a little bit anyway.
Gosh, I hope so. You know, we're doing our best, but gotta give it at some point, right?
Yeah, I think everybody has pretty much had enough of it, and I think one of the best things I've seen for all of the, at least, you know, people attempting to make some light of it is one person said, I gave up, you know, staying up on New Year's Eve, but this year I'm going to do it. Not so much to welcome in the new year, but just to make sure that 2020 gets over with and out of here or something like that. I mean, you know, as if to say, I'm going to watch the ball drop to make sure we can get 2020 out of here, I think is kind of the common theme. So
we'll, there it is.
Yeah, we'll hope so. Yep. All right. Well, good luck with the young ones and their schooling as well as all the students. And we'll certainly keep in touch. And I'll come back through when we hit an air date here in the next day or so with James and you to make sure. And also the link back to the interview going up online, too.
Perfect. I appreciate it.
All righty. Take care and be safe and be well, Heather.
You as well. Thank you.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye.